You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
Thunderstorms are old, but the verb is not.
That's what they say. I'm Rebecca Kruth. Good morning. Here with us is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. Welcome, Anne.
Good morning, Rebecca.
Every now and then on this show, we throw out some little tidbits about our own lives outside of That's What They Say and Michigan Radio. We do have them. And one thing that our listeners might not know about you, Anne, is that you are a master swimmer.
I am a swimmer who swims in a master's swimming program. I worry that master swimmer could sound like I swim faster than I swim. But I do love to swim, and I've been swimming with a master's program here for a long time. And it is related to this word thunderstorm, because in the summer, we swim in this wonderful 50-meter outdoor pool, which means that if there are thunderstorms, which happen in Michigan in the summer, the pool closes. Fair enough. So the question came to me from one of the master's coaches, Rob, and he wrote to a fellow swimmer, and this is what he wrote: unless it's thunderstorming right at 4 o'clock, I'll head over anyway. And what happened was that his computer program put a little red squiggly line under thunderstorming because his computer, or the program, did not like thunderstorm as a verb. Rob wrote to me saying, what in the world is going on? Why can't thunderstorm be a verb? We take all kinds of nouns and make them verbs. And he then said, Anne, use your influence. It affects you and others like you directly.
You have a lot of power there.
But I love the question about what's going on with thunderstorm as a verb. Can you use it as a verb?
I don't think I do, but I don't think I'd raise an eyebrow if I heard someone else use it as a verb.
I can. I can say things like, it was thunderstorming last night, or I'm worried it might thunderstorm later today. Clearly for me it's a verb. But the verb is new. Thunderstorm as a noun goes back to the 1600s. I then went looking for the verb. You can't find it in Merriam-Webster or American Heritage or the Oxford English Dictionary. They have it as a noun, but not a verb. I went into Google Books to say, okay, can I find it as a verb there? And the earliest example that I have found so far is 1972. And what's fascinating is that it is in a linguistics book by James Macaulay called Syntax and Semantics. And what Macaulay's writing about is whether thunderstorm can be a verb. And what he writes is, we can say a thunderstorm began, but not so naturally it is thunderstorming. So in 1972, he's saying this doesn't make a great verb. The argument he's making is that in general, the more general term for something, like rain or storm, will be the noun that becomes a verb, and the more specific term, like thunderstorm, will not become the verb. And he goes on to say, you would get something like, the thunderstorm began to rain down on us, where thunderstorm remains a noun, and then it rains. But if you keep looking, you can quickly find examples where people are happily using thunderstorm as a verb. Here's an example from 1991, where it says, the skies had gotten black, and it was thunderstorming. And that, I have to say, sounds completely natural to me. I do get that it's not nearly as common as to storm or to rain, but clearly we are creative speakers, and speakers decided that, sure, thunderstorm is more specific than storm, but we're still going to make it a verb.
You know, and I think it's interesting. We don't usually say it's snowstorming outside or it's rainstorming outside. I just think it's interesting that thunder kind of gets a pass here.
That is true, but maybe we will.
Maybe we will. We'll just have to wait and see. Thanks so much, Anne.
Have a good one.
Anne Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.